This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Brisk polling is being reported in the second phase of Lok Sabha elections today. 88 parliamentary constituencies spread over 12 states and the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir are being covered in this phase. These include 20 seats in Kerala, 14 in Karnataka, 13 in Rajasthan, 8 each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 6 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each in West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir. A total of 1,202 candidates along with 4 candidates from the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency are in the fray in this phase. Our correspondent reports that nearly 35 lakh first-time voters are registered to cast their votes in this phase. Here is the voter turnout till 11 a.m. In Kerala, nearly 26%, Karnataka over 22%, Rajasthan nearly 27%, Uttar Pradesh over 24%, Maharashtra nearly 19%, Madhya Pradesh over 28%, Assam over 27%, Bihar nearly 22%, West Bengal over 31%, Chhattisgarh over 35%, Manipur over 33%, Tripura over 36%, Jammu and Kashmir nearly 27%. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asked people to cast their votes in record numbers in the second phase of the Lok Sabha elections today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister urged young men and women voters to turn up at the polling booths in great numbers. He said a high voter turnout strengthens the country's democracy. The Supreme Court of India today rejected the pleas seeking 100% cross-verification of EVMs data with voter verifiable paper audit trail or VVPAT records. The verdict was delivered by a bench of Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Dipankar Datta. Though the cases were reserved for orders on 18th of April, they were listed again on 24th of April as the bench wanted some technical clarifications from the Election Commission. The notification for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha election was issued today. Elections will be held in 49 Lok Sabha seats in 6 states and 2 union territories in this phase. 14 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 13 seats of Maharashtra, 7 seats of West Bengal, 5 seats each of Odisha and Bihar, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat each in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh will go to polls in this fifth phase. Nominations can be filed till 3rd of May. Voting for this phase will be held on the 20th of May. Notification for second phase of assembly polls in Odisha has been issued today. Scrutiny of nomination papers for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections will take place today. The filing of nominations for this phase ended last evening. A total of 96 Lok Sabha seats spread over 9 states and a union territory will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of next month. The last day for the withdrawal of candidature for this phase is Monday. Voting across all 25 constituencies of Andhra Pradesh, 17 of Telangana, 13 of Uttar Pradesh, 11 of Maharashtra, 8 each of Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, 5 of Bihar, 4 each of Jharkhand and Odisha, and 1 seat of Jammu and Kashmir will be held in this phase. The hectic campaigning for later phases of polling is in full swing. Leaders of various political parties are holding rallies and roadshows across the country. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address 2 public meetings today in Bihar in support of the NDA candidates. First rally will be held at in Araria parliamentary constituency, while the second rally will be held in Munger parliamentary constituency. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will address public meetings in Ashok Nagar and Rajgarh today. On the other hand, State Congress President Jitu Patwari, Rajya Sabha MP Vivek Tankha and former Union Minister Arun Yadav will campaign in Burhanpur today. Indian parachuter Mona Agarwal claimed a gold medal in women's 10-meter air rifle, while army man Amir Ahmed Bhatt secured a silver in 25-meter pistol at the World Shooting Para Sport Tournament in Changwon, Korea last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.